Gentlemen, after wishing everyone a Shavua Tov, I realized now that we need a little bit of review in order to appreciate Daf Mem Amid Beis, which is the Daf that we're up to. We got to go back for a moment without losing the place on Daf Mem Amid Beis to Daf Lamites Amid Aleph on the top. And there we saw the Sugya of what we called Kli Sheni, or otherwise known as Kalei Abishul. And we discussed cases of certain kinds of fish that are, bless you, are easily cooked. And you don't need to cook it in the normal way, which would be considered Kli Rishon. And the Gemara here has a Mishnah which he quotes on the top of Lamites Amid Aleph, Kol Sheba Bechamin Milifnei Shabbos, Shorino So Bechamin B'Shabbos. So we're talking about something that was already soaking in a Kli Rishon, and it became cooked in a Kli Rishon. And therefore on Shabbos itself, we're allowed to put it back into hot water because it was already cooked, and this is the principle called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But where do we get the case of Kalei Abishul? That comes in the next piece, Kol Shaloba Bechamin Lufnei Shabbos. Now we're talking about salted fish that was not cooked at all before Shabbos, so it's basically raw, but it's easily cooked. It doesn't take all that much to cook it. Is then Madichin Oso Bechamin B'Shabbos? If it was raw on Erev Shabbos, and now it's not Kalei Abishul, we're going to get to Kalei Abishul in just one second, then you're allowed to soak it on Shabbos in Chamin, but only in a way that's called Hadocha.
Only by rinsing.
Right, and rinsing means one of two things in this context. Either it means Iri Kli Rishon or Iri Kli Sheni. So that's going to depend, just to review what we already did many weeks ago, it's been a while, the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam is of the opinion that Iri Kli Rishon, pouring from a Kli Rishon, is the same as Kli Sheni. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that Iri Kli Rishon has the same status as Kli Rishon. So in this context, let's just fast forward to Rabbeinu Tam for a moment. Rabbeinu Tam is going to say that when the Braisa, the Mishnah, is allowing Hadocha on something that's raw, it's got to be Iri Kli Sheni, because Rabbeinu Tam identifies Iri Kli Rishon as Kli Rishon. So there'd be no way that we would allow you to take raw fish and cook it on Shabbos in a Kli Rishon. And Iri Kli Rishon has the same status as Kli Rishon. So it must be that this Hadocha process, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Iri Kli Sheni. And we had a long discussion about why Rabbeinu Tam would forbid Kli Sheni itself, meaning soaking it in a Kli Sheni, would only allow you to pour from a Kli Sheni onto the fish. But what we're interested in now, in order, by way of introduction to the sugya that we're doing on Daf Mem Amid Beis, is the next line in the Gemara. Chutz min hamaliach hayoshan vekulios ha'ispinet, which we decided was, David, the old Spanish mackerel. And in these cases, we're talking about something that even though they're raw, they can still be cooked in the case of Hadocha. Now, what does that mean in the case of Hadocha? Once again, let's review for the 50th time. According to the Rashbam, it means pouring it from a Kli Rishon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means pouring it from a Kli Sheni. According to Rashbam, Iri Kli Rishon has the status of Kli Sheni. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Iri Kli Rishon is a Kli Rishon, so we have to assume we're talking about Iri Kli Sheni. But the bottom line is, whether you go like the Rashbam or like Rabbeinu Tam, Kli Sheni is Mevashel. That's the way we learned this sugi. And why is Kli Sheni Mevashel? And the Mishnah adds, Shahadachosam Zuhi Gmar Malachton. We can achieve what normally would be achieved by a Kli Rishon, which means total Bishul, in these cases by a cliché. Now, even though, as we discussed at great length, universally, klisheni ain't omevashel, there's no bishul in klisheni, and we apply that principle in many different areas in Shas, whether it be in the sugyim psachim with regard to Karban Pesach, whether it be in the sugyas of Avodah Zorah with regard to Blia, and the sugyas in Chulin with regard to lo sevashel gediba chaliv imo. In a word, universally, the Torah, the halacha, does not recognize bishul in a klisheni. The exception to the rule was right here. And that's because of Melech HaShabbos. Because Melech HaShabbos, we shift the emphasis from the Maisa to the Totsah and the Tikkun. And there was a Gmar Melecha here which made this fish totally cooked, even though it was only in a cliche. Okay, any questions now? Because that's going to be the introduction to what I want to discuss with you today on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Okay? So if there are no questions, let's just fast forward now to Daf Mem Amud Beis. Now, most of Daf Mem Amud Beis, as we saw last week, addresses the question of Chamin Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos, Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. What's the status of hot water? Am I allowed to bathe in hot water? Am I allowed to have other benefits from hot water on Shabbos? Can I drink it? Can I wash my hands and my feet and my face? Can I wash my whole body by pouring all the hot water over my head? And we made a fundamental distinction between water that was heated on Erev Shabbos as opposed to water that was heated on Shabbos itself. Water that was heated on Erev Shabbos is permissible, with the exception of Rechitza, which means called Gufo, the pun of Yad Ragam would be okay. But if it was heated on Shabbos, then we prohibited it straight across the board, all inclusive, absolutely. You're not allowed to drink it, you're not allowed to wash your hands, your face, and so forth and so on. Now, we had a case of a person who washes his hands on Shabbos and then stands with his hands next to a fireplace. And we said that according to the Rush, that would be a problem. And the reason for that is because the water on his hands gets warmed up. And that's called Hafshara, which is not the same as Bishul. But yet the Rush applies the principle of Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, that these droplets of water on his hand were heated up on Shabbos. Once you classify it as Mayim, as Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, then what is the result, Rav Mosai? What's the repercussions? It's also what? In Rechitza? What about Panav Yad Veraglav? If it's Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, it's also for everything. Now, he's going to be washing his hands or drying his hands in hot water. Again, hot in inverted commas. It's not really hot. But the din on the status of Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos will apply, says the Rush, simply because you've heated up the water to some extent. I can't break it down to you into temperatures and so forth, but whatever it is, it's called Hafshar, it's now warm water. And part of Yad Viragel becomes awesome because it's Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. That was the last thing that we spoke about on Yom Chamishi. Does that ring any bell to anybody?
Yes.
Okay, good? All right. Now I want to show you something about klisheni, which I'm just totally flabbergasted. Because my impression was that klisheni ain't a mevashel universally, but on Shabbos, klisheni is mevashel with regard to Kali Abishol, like Dag HaIspinin, those mackerels, those small fish, and herring, and so forth and so on. But here I want to tell you something very interesting here. The Gemara has a sugi here about the status of oil, of shemen. So this is our introduction to Chanukah. No, I'm just joking. It really has nothing to do with Chanukah, but we're always looking for some. My Chumash class today, I'm going to talk about the connection between Parshas Miketz and Yosef HaTzadik and Chanukah, if I get a chance. But seriously, what's going on with Shemen? Now, I can't tell you the physics. As I've mentioned many times in the class, I'm a dropout, a high school dropout when it comes to physics. I simply I simply tiptoed through the tulips to avoid physics. Instead, I studied philosophy. That did me a lot of good. You know what I'm saying? That and, what is it, $3.50 will get you on a bus or whatever they charge today. But I don't know the physics of it, but apparently when you heat up oil, it's not exactly a typical bishul. Meaning, bishul means to change, you know, in some sort of profound way, the molecular structure of what you're cooking. You know, the cooked food is very radically different than what... In the case of shemen, nothing really, really changes. So the Gemara has a story here, which I want to show you on Daf Mem Amid Beis. We'll get back to the Gemara that we're skipping, but just to link it up with the sugya back on Daf Lamed Tes. And this Gemara starts with the words, Omar Rab Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So I'm going to just show you where to find it in a classical Shas Bavli. I can't help you for Steinsalt. And if you take a look, you know that the Tzuras HaDaf on Daf Mem Amid Beis is like an L-shaped, if you know what I mean, an inverted L-shaped. It gets wider on the bottom. So when the lines begin to get wide, you can count down 10 lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The first word in the line is Shel Tinok Nichves. And that's the sugya about Yad Sol Lettuce, but which Emir Tzachem will cover not today, but tomorrow. Does everybody have the place Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi?
Yes.
And he tells the following story. Pam Achas. Now this is apparently Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who is the first generation Amora. In other words, he's early. He's almost at the time of the Tanoim. In fact, he's going to tell a story about how he walks into a Merchatz. We'll see exactly what this Merchatz is. On Shabbos with none other than Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who is the last of the Tanoim, the author of our Mishnah. Pam achas nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeis hamerchatz. So Rashi already asks the following question: how is Rebbe going into a beis hamerchatz on Shabbos? We've studied over and over again that the Rabbanon prohibited bathing on Shabbos, even if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and how much more so if it was heated up on Shabbos. So what's going on over here with Rebbe? So Rashi says we're talking about Chamei Tveria. And if you recall, the final maskana that we had was that although the Rabbanon prohibited bathing in water, they allowed you to bathe in Chamei Tveria. Okay, now, what was going on over here? We said many times, if you recall, that Chamei Tveria is not gishmak. It's not a good place to take a bath. It's not clean water. But what they did was...
It's sulfur.
Sulfur, yeah, it got sulfur in it, and sulfur and so forth. But apparently, what they used to do was, they used to set up what we call a brecha in modern Hebrew, right? Like a pool. And some of the water from the Chamei Tveria would go into this pool. And I don't know exactly the details how they cleaned the water, but it was now very good for a rechitzas called gufo. And this was mutter on Shabbos. Now, one of the things we're going to have to discuss is what's the status of the water that was siphoned off of Chamei Tveria. In other words, the water of the Chamei Tveria is now pouring into this brecha, and the water is very hot. What is the status of that water? Is it called a kli rishon or is it kli sheni? What would be your intuition, by the way?
Kli sheni.
Kli sheni, right? Because the hot water is in the Chamei Tveria that comes from the springs, and here you're siphoning it off into a brecha. But we're going to see that that's not simple at all. And that the Gemara, in fact, is going to assume that since there's constant hot water flowing, that it has the status of a kli rishon. But let's hold off on that for just a minute. Okay, we'll immediately return to that point. Okay then? Now, the Gemara says the following. Bikashti lahaniach lo pach shel shemen biambati. Okay, so what's bikashti? Bikashti means I had a plan in order to honor my Rebbe, you know, help him out, because this is called shimush talmid chacham, you know, when you can help out a talmid chacham and service him. And what I wanted to do was, I wanted to take a Pach Shel Shemen. Again, if you want to hear more about this Pach Shel Shemen, you have to come to my Chumash class about Hanukkah. But anyway, it's not the Pach of the Yevanim, you know what I'm saying? That one Pach that they found because someone shall Kohen Gadol. And what he wanted to do was Lohaniach Lo Pach Shel Shemen Bambati. In this water that was in a bathtub, so to speak, a brecha, some sort of a pool, I wanted to place a jug of oil. And Rashi explains the reason for this is to heat up the oil so that he could do what's called sicha, which means rubbing or anointing himself with this oil before going into the merchat. So this apparently was like the method, which I say the luxurious custom in those days, that before you went into the merchat, you covered yourself with oil, warm oil. And this was part of the pleasures of bathing. Now again, we have a lot of different issues here that we have to discuss on Shabbos. Sicha itself on Shabbos is not so simple, but what I want to focus your attention on, and my attention on today, is the heating up of the Shemen. Are you allowed to take a jug of oil and heat it up in a brecha, a pool, that has the status, which we'll explain in a minute, of a Kli Rishon? And if it has the status of a Kli Rishon, then there's Bishol in a Kli Rishon. And that would mean that you're cooking oil. But the question is cooking, is that called cooking? Because as I said before, oil is a little bit different. It doesn't really get cooked. The Amar Li, so Rebbe turns to me before I got a chance to implement my plan of warming up this Pach Shel Shemen, Tol B'Kli Sheni V'Tein. Don't put the oil, the jug of oil, into the pool, because the pool is considered a Kli Rishon, but rather put it into a Kli Sheni, which would probably mean, probably, I'm not saying 100%, that you would take a utensil and what word do I want to use? Submerge it, for lack of a better word, into this pool and fill it up with the hot water from the pool. The hot water is getting its water from Chamei Tveria. And now you've taken out water in a kli from the pool. And that water is now in what? In a kli sheni. Again, you and I would have said intuitively that's a kli shlishi, because the pool itself was not being heated up by fire. So that any water coming from the Chamei Tveria into the pool should have had the status of a Kli Sheni already, and then if you take out water from that pool in a third Kli, that's already a Kli Shlishi. But for some unknown reason right now, the Gemara assumes that the status of this pool is that of a Kli Rishon, and therefore the only way Rebbe would allow Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi to heat up warm up the oil is by submerging it in a Kli Sheni. Now, Kli Sheni means tall. You have to take out the water into a Kli Sheni and then put the oil in. Apparently, the bath itself, the bathtub, or we'll call it the pool, had the status of what? Of a Kli Rishon. And he has a footnote here to explain, this is number Chav Tes if you want to see it, why does the pool itself, which is not heated up by fire, but rather by the Chamei Tveria that pour into it, why is that called a Kli Rishon? And he says, the afal pisha hurad mea esh, even though you've taken the water and put it into a second utensil or receptacle, we'll call it a pool, adayinu nechshav l'kli rishon, it's still considered a kli rishon v'atam. This is on the fourth line. Sheyesh le'ambati din kli rishon. Why is the ambati this pool, this bath pool? Why does it have the status of a kli rishon? Hagam sha kli rishon hu amayon. You might argue logically that the kli rishon is the mayon itself. You know, where the water comes from, the spring from the original source. And now they're pouring into a pool. is Bir Bitrumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen lived about 6 centuries ago. Shehu Mishum Shemei Habrecha Mechubarim V'omdim Kol Hazman L'mayim Shebemayon. That the waters of this pool are connected. Mechubarim means they're connected. Kol Hazman, the entire time, to the water in the Mayon. So as long as you have a connection from a Kli Rishon with water that constantly flows from the Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni, and that system never stops, it always continues, that's called a Kli Rishon. The Chaltipa V'tipa. Okay, now he gives us the Trumas Hadeshen an insight into Kli Sheni. Why is Kli Sheni not Mavasha? And he says the following. That when you put something in a Kli Sheni, then what automatically begins?
Cooling,
the cooling process. He says in this case, even though technically, you know, if you took a video camera, what you're looking at is a Kli Sheni because there's no fire under this pool, but nevertheless, halachically, it has the status of a Kli Rishon. And why is that? Because there's no possibility for that Kli to cool off the contents of the Kli. The water in the pool is not going to be cooled off by the walls of the Kli Sheni of the pool. And why is that? Because kol tipa utipa eino manachas satipa shemulfanel liskarer. In other words, as soon as this droplet of water comes into the pool, another droplet of water in a continuous flow comes from the source, meaning the spring itself of Chamei Tveria, and continuously heats it up. So the process of continuous heating makes the pool into a Kli Rishon. And therefore, what Rebbe instructed Rav Yitzchak was the following, that if you want to warm up this oil, you've got to do so in a Kli Sheni. How do you get a Kli Sheni? You're going to have to take a third Kli, as I call it, and you're going to take that receptacle and submerge it into the pool, take out the water. The water now in this Kli is already cooling off, because there's no constant flow from the Chamei Tveria, and therefore it becomes a Kli Sheni. Once it's a Kli Sheni, Rebbe says you're allowed to put the oil into the Kli Sheni. Okay, then so far, so good. Again, this is just an introduction. Don't get nervous. We're going to get into it and we'll. Shmamina Tlas. The Gemara says we're going to derive no less than 3 conclusions from what Rebbe instructed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Shmamina number 1. Shemen Yeshbo Mishum Bishol. That even though oil doesn't seem to change its molecular structure, no great profound change has resulted from heating up the oil, nevertheless there is Bishul, because otherwise, if there was no Bishul, why was Rebbe telling Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi not to place the Pach Shemen into the Brecha, into the pool itself? What would be the Iser Bishul if there's no Bishul in Shemen? So you and I might have thought, well, oil gets heated up, but that's not called Bishul. No. Rebbe apparently assumed, that's premise number 1, and this is the conclusion we derive from Rebbe's instruction, that oil is subject to Bishul. Now we get to the second conclusion. Vishmamino, the second conclusion is Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. Okay? This is very good. Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. Why is Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel? Because what did Rebbe instruct Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi?
Put it into a second reference.
Correct, put it into a Kli Sheni. In other words, he objected, he refused to allow him to put it into the Brecha, because the Brecha has the status of a Kli Rishon, insofar as it's constantly being fed by the hot water of the Chamei Tveria. But if you take water out of this Brecha, out of this Sambati, and you put it into a Kli, that Kli is a Kli Sheni, now you have no problem with Bishul. So again, it had it been a Kli Rishon, if he would have wanted to put it into the Brecha itself, that would be prohibited, because Yesh Bishul B'Shemen. Okay, Yesh Bishul B'Shemen. But he allowed it in a Kli Sheni, because Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. And now we get to the third Shmamino, is Shmamino Shehef Shero Zehu Bishulo. Now look, what the Gemara is assuming here is that if you were to put the oil into the, you know, this jug of oil into the Brecha, Well, first you have to ask yourself whether or not Shemen is subject to Bishul. So if Rebbe objected, apparently there is a din of Bishul in Shemen. But why have a different question? What did Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Avdini want to do with this jug of oil? I'll give you two choices, so you get a 50% chance you'll get the right answer. Did he want to cook it, i.e. make it so hot that it would be Yad So Lettuce Bo? Or did he want to do what we called, if you remember back in our sugya on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, called Hefshera, which means to make it lukewarm, we called it. It would have to be B, yeah, because otherwise, you know, as we've said many times, you scald, you get a third degree burn, or I don't know what. This is not what he wants. You know, he doesn't want. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini would have dumped the Pashal Shemen into the Brecha for a minute, I don't know, 2 minutes, I don't know how long it takes to warm up the Shemen. And he never would have gotten it to the point of Bishul Mamish, of Yad So Lettuce Bo, which is the previous sugi about how hot it is that if you would put it on a baby's belly, it would cause, you know, a red blotch on the baby's belly. Means it burns. But rather, Sefsheru Zeu Bishulo. Meaning, you and I would have said, well, look, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini is only going to put it in there for a few seconds, a few minutes. He's not going to allow it to get to the point of Yad So Lettuce Bo. Why is Rebbe getting all upset? Why is he so, you know, huffy puffy about it? And the answer is because Hefshero Zeu Bishulo. And I don't know what he means when he says Hefshero Zeu Bishulo, but I think what he means is that this is the exception to the rule. Normally we would say that Hefshero is not called Bishul, because it didn't reach the state of what? Yad So Lettuce Bo. But when it comes to Shemen, Hefshero Zeu Bishul. That's what I think is going on. Yeah, Don and then Shmuel. Or okay. The other way around. Don was first.
You answered my second question. The difference between the third and the first one. The first one is cooking, and the second one is dead.
Yeah, so there is cooking, but even though it doesn't reach out, so let us know in the case of Shemen, that's called cooking.
Right, I have a different question.
Okay.
I was under the impression, and obviously I seem to be wrong about it, is that anything that had to do with Bishul has to be food that you can eat. You can't, you're not warming the oil to eat it.
Right, so that we're going to have a sugya later on about Bishul and metals. You could actually cook metals, even though it's not edible, and you make it so hot that it becomes very strong and tough. And this is the process by which we take, you know, molten lead and we heat it up, or we could take. Yeah, we spoke about it way back when, about Srefa Bar Kohen. Shmuel, did you want to say something?
Yeah, just very quickly. I'm having a little trouble with this story about imagining the water temperature. Can human beings go bathe in water that's Yad So Lettuce Bo?
That would be I don't know what degree burn, but not that so would burn more than my eyes burn.
Yes. They're waiting for this brecha to cool down, or it's standing there at a temperature which is bearable to human skin, and then must not be totally Yad So Lettuce Bo.
Right.
The story is happening in a brecha that's.
And yet, nevertheless,
you said use
it's going to warm up. It's hot enough to warm up the oil, and the oil is considered mevushal because of Shero Zeu Bishul. Now, here I have to read you a footnote, number one. This footnote will have to photocopy. What happened today, Ben, with your Gemara? Got lost?
I usually bring it home on Shabbos. I remember to bring it Sunday morning.
Oh, I see. So, believe that there. I don't want to take a break because of the time limitation, but let me just read to you number Lamed.
Yeah. Your Havamina was you couldn't cook vinegar.
Right.
Now you're saying not only can you cook it, it's counter cooked.
Correct.
That's quite a slip.
Correct. So wait, so let me see if we can explain this. You'll do me a favor, as I read this footnote, keep your eye on Tosus Dibra Maskel Ushmamina. And we'll work sort of in tandem together as a team. And that is the third Tosus on Daf Mem Amud Beis. And he says the following. Tema. What's bothering Tosus? Ezu chiluk yesh bein kli rishon l'kli sheni. I don't understand, says Tosus. What's the difference here between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? Let's decide how hot the water is. If the water is hot, Yad So Lettuce Bo, then even in a Klisheni there should be Bishul. And if it's not hot, then even in a Klirishon there's no Bishul. Why is Rebbe instructing Rav Avdimi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, to make sure that he does this process of warming up the oil in a Kli Sheni? If the Kli Sheni is not hot enough, then it's not capable of Bishul. But even if, but then I would ask you, well, what about the Kli Rishon? Like Shmuel said before, you know, the Rebbe is going to dunk himself into this Brecha. Apparently, it's not Yad Sol Lenispo. See, then even in the Kli Rishon, it wouldn't be Mavasha. Elway, you tell me it's Yad Sol Lenispo, then what do you gain by Kli Sheni? Maybe the Kli Sheni is also not Yad Sol Lenispo. Now, again, we've pointed out over and over again that Kli Sheni begins a process which ultimately will lead to a cooling off situation. But right now, Basher Husham, at this moment in time, the Kli Sheni is burning hot if it's Yad Sol Lenispo. So you don't gain anything. So you're gonna tell me, well, it's not Yad Sol Lenispo. No, if it's not Yad Sol Lenispo and it's not capable of Bishul, then why not just leave it in a Kli Rishon? A Kli Rishon is also not capable of Bishul if it's not Yad Sol Lenispo. So I'll read it to you inside. He says Halo Lechora Tzarech Leo Shiyado V'Tolim Amayim Chamim B'Ofen Shiyad Sol Lenispo Olo She'im Yad Sol Lenispo Hem Is Osir Afilu B'Kli Sheni V'im Ein Yad Sol Lenispo Afilu B'Kli Rishon Mutter. That's Tosis's question. This is what we call Obimon of Shach. I don't play chess too often, but there's something called checkmate, right? This is checkmate. You're really up the creek without a paddle. Because no matter how you slice the cake, you're in deep trouble. If you're going to tell me it's not Yad Sol Lenispo, then even a Kli Rishon wouldn't be Mavasha. And if it is Yad Sol Lenispo, even a Kli Sheni is not going to be Mavasha. Now, without even looking at Tosis's answer, what do we hope and pray Tosis is going to answer? And if he doesn't, we're in deep trouble. What's going to be the answer to Tosis's prayer? How do we get out of this maze? The answer is, even if the Kli Sheni would be Yad Sol Lenispo, it's still not Mavasha. And that's the way the halacha operates. The halacha says that Kli Sheni is not Bishul. The halacha sets up a definition of a maisa bishul. Let's see if he says it. I hope so. V'tireh shedafka b'kli rishon asul levashol v'amayim chamim ad kidei sheyad sol lenispo. Yes, yad sol lenispo is a precondition for kli rishon. Kli rishon itself is not a magical. Because of kli rishon, I was once on the fire. Therefore, from now until doomsday, I'm capable of bishul. There's no such magical halacha. But it means that if the water is yad sol lenispo and it's in a kli sheni, Kli Rishon, you have two conditions that were met, then there's Bishon. Shemi Kevon Shakli Atzmo Hoyal Gabi Ha'esh. And what's the physics of the halacha here? What is the story, the history of this Kli Rishon? It was once on the fire. And therefore, Defanosov, the walls of this utensil, Chamin, are very hot. Vehu Machzik Eschovos Man Meruba. Again, you may want to argue with this, that maybe there are different types of metals and different types of kalim and so forth, but he gives this universal rule that if it was a Kli Rishon and has the special status of a Kli Rishon, the yichus, that it was once on the fire, then the walls of the pot will retain its heat for a long time. How much is Man Meruba? I don't know. I can't believe it's going to remain hot for more than an hour. I don't even think it'll go that long, but whatever it is. V'lachem, nosnu bo chachomim shiur shekolzman sheyad soledes bo osur. When did the chachomim set up this minimum amount of heat, right, a degree of heat that's such that it's capable of bishul, only with regard to a Kli Rishon? So a Kli Rishon that has Yad Sol Lenispo is Mavasha. Avo Kli Sheni, if it's in a second Kli, afilu, listen carefully, afilu im hamayim shebesocho chamin, they're very hot. Nevertheless, mutar shemiachir shelo omer al gabei ha'esh ein dafnos of chamin kol kach. This kli was never on the fire. The walls of the kli therefore are not so hot. V'holech u'miskarir, and with the passage of time, it is a cool. It cools off very quickly. From 1 second to the next, there's no heat retained for any long period, any substantial period of time in the walls of the kli. The eino mevashel, and therefore it's not capable of bishul. Let's read it inside. Rabbi say this is the magical tosis that I needed all the time, and I didn't know it was there. So I'm very excited about it. Tema maishna kli sheni mi kli rishon. Dei yad sol letes ben afil kli sheni nami. Vi ein yad sol letes ben afil kli rishon nami. Enu mevashel. Yesh lomel afisha kli rishon mitoch sha'omad. Al ha'or. It was over the fire. Daf nosav chamin. The walls of the kli are hot. Umachzik chomos man meruv lachen nasnu bo shir. See nasnu bo chachamim shir. Right? The chols man shayad so lettuce bo aser. Av a klisheni afal gav. The yad so lettuce bo mutter. The ain dof nosav chamin. The ain dof nosav chamin. The walls of the kli were never heated up by the fire, and therefore holeh. Umiskarer, the process of cooling off is. And now we come to the conclusion that klisheni is not mavash. Oh. If that be the case, then what's going on with the shemen over here? We're saying that the shemen itself is subject to bishul. The Gemara says, though, that it's only a case of hafshara. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini had no plan or no scheme to leave it in that hot water, that bath, you know, that pool, as we called it, for a long period of time. But nevertheless, Hefshero Zui Bishulo. No, if Hefshero Zui Bishulo, then you're not playing by the rules. You follow what I mean? That Shemen comes on the new category, because we never found that there's Bishul by warming up something. Again, we had a Gzeres Chachamim called Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shavis, and the Rosh Hashita was that when he warms up his hands that are wet to the fireplace, okay, that's called Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shavis, but that's not Bishul. That's only Hafshara. Hafshara is not Bishul. So what impression would you get, Rabosai, about the status of Shemen if we're saying that Shemen has a unique halacha of Hefshero Zui Bishulo?
It's like the fish.
Exactly. What would it be called in our language? Kaliyah Bishul. No, Rabosai, if it's Kaliyah Bishul, then it should be already Nisbashel in the cliche. In other words, we're going to add our own Mimonoshach to Tosus. Tosus thinks he has solved the problem of Mimonoshach. But we have our own Mimonoshach that's post-Tosus. That's after-Tosus. Mimonoshach, I don't understand. If Shemen works according to the universal rules and plays by the game, you know, the rules of the game, then you're going to have to tell me that the Bishul of Shemen takes place only when it reaches Yad Sol Letesmo. Those are the rules of the game. No, now you're telling me that Shemen doesn't play by the rules of the game. It dances to its own tune. And therefore, Hefshero Zui Bishulo. No, if Hefshero Zui Bishulo, apparently what you want to accomplish with regard to Shemen can be accomplished even before it gets to this super duper hot state of Yad Sol Letesmo. So then Klisheni should also be Mavashal, because you're no longer playing by the rules. Tosus has a rule, well, Klisheni is not Mavashal, and so forth and so on. But we saw already in the cases of Dag Aispidin and Kulia said this, that what? That even though it's a klisheni, there is Bishul, because Bishulo Zeru Gmar Melachton. Why not apply the principle of Bishulo Zeru Gmar Melachton in the case of Shemen, even if it's in a klisheni? So that's what I gave you today from the Hari Kedem, because I think he's asking this question, and I hope he's asking this question. All right, then?
There should be some copies around. Did everyone get a copy?
Yeah, I made 5 copies. I think I might be short one. I might be short one copy. All right. So you'll take a look on page Kuf Chav Tes, and you'll see that on this page, Kuf Chav Tes, which is all the way at the bottom, Sima Mem Gimel, he quotes the Gemara verbatim, and he says that on the second line on the left column, he says that even though Shemen, this oil, only reaches the state of Hefsher, Hefsher means becomes a little bit warm, Chashid Bishul, we don't need that the oil hit the level of Yad Sol Letesmo, meaning if you have a piece of meat and you put it into water, the water is not capable of heating that meat to the point to which it cooks, if it's raw meat, unless it's Yad Sol Letesmo. That's the minimum temperature. But here in the case of Shemen, we say no, Hefshero Zeu Bishulo. It doesn't have to be submerged in water that is absolutely hot, yad so lettuce for, in order to warm up the shemen and get to your stage, your the point that you need, that can be achieved even through hefsher, and therefore hefsher with regard to shemen is bishul with regard to all other foods. Umikomakom, but nevertheless, gam b'shemen klisheni eino mevashel. And therefore, Rebbe instructed Rebbe Yisrael Bar Avdimi, tol b'klisheni. And if you take a look on the other side, now turn to page Kuf Lamed, which is a very easy page. Now, it's not really easy, it's pretty hard actually. So I don't know why he, on the top here, he writes Kal. I don't know, that's a mistake.
Kali
Abishol. Kali Abishol. Ve'harashba tomals v'zeleshono. He says, okay, this has to do with the proper text in the version of the Gemara. We'll get to that hopefully at a different time. That's not what's really on my mind for today. He says, Dim Isa. He says, if you're telling me that this entity, this substance called shemen, can come to its full state of bishul through hafshara, if that be the case, mali rishon mali sheni. What do you gain by putting in a klisheni? I mean, Tosis went out of his way to say that a klisheni, even if it would be yad, so lettuce bow is not mevashel. Well, why shouldn't that be enough in the case of shemen? Komakom shehu misbashel asur. Right? We know that klisheni is generally speaking not mevashel. So if you put a piece of meat, raw meat, in a klisheni, it's not mevashel. But if you put a salty small fish in a klisheni, it will be mevashel, correct? And you'll be chai from aleches bishel. The kol makom, in any situation, in any foodstuff, shehu misbashel, where it would cook in a klisheni, also. To lo amru kli rishon klisheni el mipnei shezeh mevashel v'zeino mevashel. V'tanino, now we have a Mishnah, which we saw back on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Kol sheba b'cham lifnei Shabbos, madichro so b'cham b'shabbos, chutz mi maliach ha-yoshon. Please underline those words, maliach ha-yoshon u'kulius ha-ispirin, shadachoson zeh gmar bishul. And we said that the word adocha means kli sheni. We weren't sure whether it was iri kli rishon according to the Rashbam or iri kli sheni according to Rabbeinu Tam, but whichever way you slice the cake, it's definitely kli sheni, and it's gmar malachtom. You violate maleches bishul in these cases because they very quickly cook, and they cook even in a kli sheni. Alma kol shu misbashel. We see from this that anything that's cooked, bein b'kli rishon, bein b'kli sheni, afilu ba'docha bi'alma chayav, even though all you're doing is rinsing it off, but if that rinsing process will achieve your goal and the food now becomes perfectly edible, that's called bishul. Hainu. That's the Rashba. So now he's summarizing the Rashba. Rashba svirle delav klolohu. There's no absolute ironclad rule of ein bishul ela b'kli rishon. That's not so. There could be bishul even in a kli sheni. We saw it by the case of hadacha in daga ispirit. Ela hakol tali. Everything depends. Imu mistam dvarim. If it belongs to the general rule, the general population, I guess you'd say, of foodstuffs. She'ein lem bishul ela b'kli rishon. Oh, maybe it doesn't belong to the general rule. It fits into a very specific category. Kali abishul. Sheyesh ben bishul gam b'kli sheni. Afilu ba'docha b'alma, you rinse it off in a kli sheni, and you're over bishul. Yizoh shehik shah rashba, the shemen, the man, the omar. According to this derivation that we derive from Rebbe, that hefsheru zeu bishulo, it means it very quickly cooks. Again, whatever cooking means with regard to shemen, even though it's only lukewarm, is ein lecha kali abishul gadol mizeh. I mean, this is the greatest case of kali abishul. Because again, when we spoke about daga ispinin, we didn't speak about hefshero. You know, we might be speaking about a klisheni that's boiling hot, but it's a klisheni. And if it had been meat or some other food stuff, it wouldn't cook in a klisheni, despite the fact that it's boiling hot, as Tosis presented it so beautifully. And it could very well be that daga isfinin in a klisheni is cooked up because it's boiling hot. The water is yad soletis bo in a klisheni. And Tosis recognizes that reality of yad soletis bo in a klisheni. But it's not mavasha. But in the case of Kaliyah Bishol, in the case of Dag Ispin, that hot water will be Mavashal, even though it's in a Klisheni, because that's the nature of Dag Ispin. How much more so in the case of Shemen, where the Gemara establishes with regard to Shemen that Hefshero Zeu Bishulo, just simply to make it into something that's lukewarm is enough to constitute Bishol. That's even more of a Kaliyah Bishol than Dag Ispin. At least in Dag Ispin, you put it into boiling hot water and it cooks, even though it's in a Klisheni. Here we're not talking about boiling out water, and Shmuel says very well, because Rebbe's got bathing in this water, and now you're taking it out and putting it into a second kli. For sure, it's not yatzol lettuce bow, and yet the Gemara says it's bishul. Why? Because shemen, when it comes to shemen, hefshero zeu bishul. Now, if shemen is hefshero zeu bishulo, what difference does it make whether it's a kli rishon or a kli sheni? To the same extent, you're telling me that kli rishon is bishul as far as shemen is concerned. Why? Because Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdivi is going to keep it submerged in the kli rishon for a minute, and it'll warm up the shemen. But that's called bishul in shemen. And now you're telling me, but tolba kli sheni, what do you get gained by kli sheni? The water is boiling hot in the kli sheni. And if it's boiling hot, then certainly you're going to achieve hefshero zeu bishulo. Oh, I know, you're an ibachacham. You're going to tell me, but klisheni, ain't no mevashel. And that's the absolute rule. Nay, that's not true. Because we see back on Daf Labites that klisheni is mevashel. Because the Gemara says, hadochasam zui gemar malachtam. And adochasam zui gemar malachtam is ila ilu giri klirisha, which is like a klisheni or klisheni mamish. And in both cases, we say it's also in Dago Ispinin, because there is Bishul in a Klisheni. When is there Bishul in a Klisheni, everybody? In Kaliyah Bishul is Klisheni. And Shemin is even more Kaliyah Bishul. It's Kal Shebekal. And that's on Amud Kuflam. How do you get out of this problem? I'm telling you, when I saw this, I was ready to pack my bags and say, Berzon, you don't know what's going on here. Which is probably true anyway, but how do you, this is like an insolvable problem. This is like, the mountain that you can't move here. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Vidas Rashi, Tzorach Loma, we have to change the rules of the game now. The Rashi Sfirule, again, because of this kasha, the Rashi, is going to suggest a whole different version of the Gemara, a different nusach, a different girsa, which we're not ready for, but Rashi has his girsa. The klisheni mufka mitoras bishul. Please underline those words. There ain't no such thing as bishul and klisheni, period. Not in Kol HaTorah Kuli universally, and not on Shabbos either.
Even for Yatzalah, under no circumstances.
No circumstances, no such thing. Klisheni is not Bishul. Okay? If I would write it on the board, I would write it like this. I don't know, everybody has their own way of saying it, of writing it. I'd say, Klisheni is not Bishul. That's all. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts, according to Rashi. And that's going to help us a lot for Shemin, because Rebbe is going to say to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdivi, told the klisheni, so the shemen in a klisheni is not bishul, but it's not going to help us for Dag HaYispinin. So we're going to have to go back to Dag HaYispinin, which is Asugiv Daf Lamed Tes, and we're going to have to reinterpret it according to Rashi. Klal Godol B'Torah L'Chol Dinei HaTorah, and I think when he says here, Kol Dinei HaTorah, line 3, he means L'Rabos, even bishul on Shabbos. There's no bishul in a klisheni, period. The Ayin Lashon Rashi, Rashi says, okay, this we didn't read inside. Shmamina, Rashi says.
Rabbi Akiva Eger says this.
Yeah, I'm not up to Rabbi Akiva Eger yet, but let's just see Rashi before, he was a few generations before Rabbi Akiva Eger, like about 800 years, and he says the following. Rashi says, "Told that Amayi b'klisheni, she is sanim k'klisheni eino mevasha." Do you see those words, "klisheni eino mevasha"? And then in the next Rashi, he says, "Shmamino efshero b'makom haroy lebishul." Everybody should underline those words in Rashi. It's about 8 lines up from the bottom. Let's see, count up: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines up from the bottom of the page. Do you see those words? B'makom haroy lebishon.
What is that?
So in other words, Rashi adds something here that it doesn't say in the Gemara, and that is that you're right. In the case of Shemen, you could be chayev for hefshero, even though it didn't. There's no such real entity called bishul, and it's hefshero. But nevertheless, Rashi says it's got to be a makom haroy lebishul. And what does that mean? A makom haroy lebishul, according to Rashi, kli rishon, because anything that's not a kli rishon is not royal lebishul, because Rashi maintains that there is no such thing as bishul mekli sheni. The ayin loshen Rashi shmamina efshero b'makom haroy lebishul kavanas Rashi he lafuke kli sheni. Rashi's coming to tell you that it's not called a makom haroy lebishul if it's in a cliché, because there's no such thing as bishul in a cliché. I don't care how hot the water is, it could be hot as Gehenna. The gam, hagam, the gam efshar lechud choshev bishul b'shemen, even though there is such a thing as bishul, which is very unique and very, you know, there's no such thing in halacha except for shemen as hefsher. The hefsher is called bishul, and that's a chiddush in bishul shemen. But mikol makom klisheni enu makom aroy lebishul. Vehu kimavua de klisheni umufka mitoras bishul. Again, he repeats what he said in the first. In the second line of this paragraph, that klisheni is excluded from bishul, Torah's bishul, meaning the halachic legal status of bishul. Vegam bekalia bishul. Even if we go back to Daga Ispanin, don't fool yourself and don't make the mistake into thinking that there is bishul or klisheni in kalia bishul in Daga Ispanin, because klisheni ain't a mevashul period. V'elecha bishul beklisheni. So what are we going to do with the Gemara of Daga Ispana? That was the Rashba's kasha. Now, the answer to this question is going to come on the left column. Yeah, David, what did you say?
I thought we established it was Gemara Malakta.
Right.
That was the story.
Right, Gemara Malakta. We thought the Gemara Malakta could be achieved in a klisheni in these cases.
It wasn't really.
And we had a whole Torah that Melecha Shabbos is different than universal definitions of Bishul, because the Tikkun can be achieved even in a klisheni, and therefore there's Bishul in a klisheni. No, Rashi doesn't tolerate that.
If it's a significant,
correct. If in the substance of the food there's a significant achievement of Gemar Malachton without using a Kli Rishon, then it could be Bishul even a Kli Sheni. That's the way we understood it. But now we're saying something totally different. That Rashi Shita is that Kli Sheni ain't of a Vashel period even in Melecha Shabbos. And now he quotes a Sugin Zvachim and Yerushalmi, the Klolahu Bechol HaTorah Kula. No exceptions to this rule, Klisheni Einu Mavasha. Which makes life simple, you know, simple for yourself. Of course, who wants to figure out relative, here it is, here it's not. No, don't go into all those details. You don't need those paragraphs and those small print in the documents, you know. All you need to know is Klisheni Einu Mavasha. Four words, klisheni einu mavashel. That's it. Period. Hu afka miilchus bishul legamri. The ein afkamina b'zeh bein stam ochlin lekaliyah bishul. Even in kaliyah bishul, there's no such possibility as meleches bishul in a klisheni. V'noktu shama tosfos. Okay, this is tosfos on daf mem beis amid beis, which is a little bit later on in our chapter. To be mashe iri oser kedei klipa muchach the iri kikli rishon. And Tosfos says that Iri Kli Rishon has the status of a Kli Rishon, and therefore there's Bishon. But again, if Iri Kli Rishon would have been a Kli Sheni, then there's no Bishon. The Rashba, on the other hand, thinks that it's relative. That, you know, usually in 99 out of 100% cases, there's no Bishon or Kli Sheni, but there's always that one exception where there is Bishul in a Kli Sheni, and therefore he doesn't understand how Rebbe, in the case of Shemen, could tell him Tolba Kli Sheni. V'hinei l'chora tikshe al Rashi kushza Rashba mimoliach hayoshan v'kuyas ha'ispinin. How can you tell me as a universal absolute rule, knowing no exception that bishul b'klisheni is impossible when you see by kaliyat bishul in the case of daga ispin that there is bishul in the klisheni. Hayamakom ladun de Rashi mevayer de gam shriya v'gam hadocha hashnuya b'mishnah de kol shabbat b'chamin u'flei haShabbos myri b'kli rishon. That everything that we said about Daga Ispinin is referring to a Kli Rishon. What does that mean? The Hadocha Demoliach HaYoshon Mayri Be'iri Kli Rishon Dehavik Kli Rishon. That Rashi accepts the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam against the Rashbam, that there is the status, let me start the sentence again, that the status of a Kli Rishon applies even to what? Iri Kli Rishon. Umikol makom b'chol ochlin kaimelon derak al yidei shriya b'Kli Rishon hem misbashlin aval al yidei adocha ein blahem bishu v'af she'iri mevashel kadei kli b'ayinu l'gabi b'liya b'isur v'hetav l'gabi isur bishul b'shabis b'inon maisa bishul demachshiro le'achila is ein chashiv is klal le'iri ha'mevashel kadei kli po l'chud lavrol bishum lechaz bishul kemen de'ein batikun le'achila klal. Wow. This is complicated, Rabosa. He's saying something mind-blowing. Yeah. Anyone who thinks that's how the name of this page on the top right is really, you have to cross that out. It's not Kal at all. Might be Kali on Bishal, as Ben says very well, but it's not Kal. He says the following. Rashi holds that Iri Kli Rishon is Bishal. But it's not Mavashal. That's how complicated it is.
Say that again?
Just to hear something complicated, what I just said is A and not A at the same time. Iri Kli Rishon is a Kli Rishon.
Oh, no. Okay.
But it's not Mavashal.
Wow.
How can you say both things at the same time? You know, we're about to celebrate Hanukkah, not Purim. So if it was Purim, I could get away with it, right? We're all drunk anyway, or we're sticking around on Purim, we're joking, we're laughing. But this is not a funny holiday.
Is there any of Zman? How long is in the hot water when you pour it on
to? So maybe you, again, what you say might be right, but let's just, first I want to plow through what we have here. Okay, so hold your Chidushei Torah for later, and then we'll publish your Chidushei Torah. But right now, let me just spend a few minutes. No, I'm not joking. I just want to rack my brains here on what he's saying, because Lechora, he's saying something that's a contradiction in terms. He's saying, what is that?
Sorry, when I'm Skyping, sometimes people call in.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if they want to join the Skype, just tell them to join in. All right. So what's going on over here? Iri Kli Rishon is called Kli Rishon. But it's not exactly Kli Rishon. It's like Kli Rishon. It's not a cliche. That's for sure. It's not totally a Kli Rishon either. It has some properties of a Kli Rishon and some properties of Iri Kli Rishon as a secondary kind of Kli Rishon. There's the primary Kli Rishon and then there's the Gekvechta Kli Rishon. Yeah, it's not the serious Kli Rishon. It's Iri Kli Rishon. Oh. So Rashi is going to learn the sugya of Daga Ispinin as referring to Iri Kli Rishon. But not the way the Rashbam understood Iri Kli Rishon. The Rashbam understood that Iri Kli Rishon was klisheni. And that's the Rashbas on board. And this group of Rishonim came to the conclusion that there is Bishul in a klisheni. Haraya, that in the case of Daga Ispinin, you take from a Kli Rishon, you pour it onto the fish, and you chayav from Melechus Shabbos, from Melechus Bishul, it must be that Iri Kli Rishon is considered
Bishul.
That Kli Sheni is Mevashel. So again, where did the Rishonim get this radical conclusion that Kli Sheni is Mevashel? They understood that Kli Rishon, when you pour it out onto the fish, that's already a Kli Sheni. And therefore they came willy-nilly to the following radical conclusion that there is Bishlam of Kli Sheni. And that's going to lead us to all these problems here on Daf Mem in days with regard to Shemen. Because in Shemen then, what did Rebbe gain by saying Tol of Kli Sheni? You just told me that there is Bishlam of Kli Sheni. So Rashi's going to take a different position. Rashi's going to tell you that Iri Kli Rishon is still considered Kli Rishon, but it's a secondary kind of Kli Rishon. It's not the real Makor. We'll have to see if we can brush it up a little bit. But just in coarse terms, it's not the real Makor. What does that mean, it's not the real Makor? That as a general rule, what is it? It's a Kli Rishon, but it's not what? It's not Mevashel. Where is it Mevashel? When is it Mevashel? Only in Kali Avishon. So we have now a new shita, which is in a sense midway between two polar extremes, between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam understood that Iri Kli Rishon is Kli Sheni, and therefore he was forced to the position in understanding the Sugya Daf Lamed Tes that Kli Sheni is Mevashel. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, said that Iri Kli Rishon is a Kli Rishon, and therefore it's Mevashel. And if it's Mevashel, then it should be Mevashel even in a normal case of Einom Kali Abishol. So therefore Rabbeinu Tam said, no, we're talking about Iri Kli Sheni. Rashi holds it, we're talking about Iri Kli Rishon, and yet it is Kli Rishon, but it's not Mevashel. Where is it Mevashel? Only in Kali Abishol. Let's read it inside and see if the words make sense, and then we'll try to understand. He says that the gam shriya v'gam adocha hashnuya b'mishnah. The mishnah means the mishnah that we quoted on Daf Lamed Tes, which is the mishnah back on Kuf Memhei. The kol shebo b'chamin milufnei hashabbos. That's the name of the mishnah. Myri b'kli rishon. There are two types of Kli Rishons. There's Hadocha, there's Shriya B'Kli Rishon, and then there's Hadocha B'Kli Rishon. Shriya means, what did you do with this Kli Rishon? What did you do with the food? You soaked it in the Kli Rishon. That's Bishol Mamash. Then there's something called Hadocha B'Kli Rishon. What's that? You took the Kli Rishon and you poured it onto the food. Is it Mevashel or is it not? So if I tell you it's a Kli Rishon, then you're going to answer me that it's Mevashel. So Rashi says it is a Kli Rishon, but it's not Mevashel. When is it Mevashel? In the case of Kali Abishon. V'hadocha d'moliach hayoshon, if you take moliach hayoshon and you do hadocha, which is Iri Kli Rishon, Mayri the Iri Kli Rishon, and here are the key words there you want to underline, d'havi ke Kli Rishon. Will be komakom, despite the, here's the paradox, despite the fact that it's a Kli Rishon, bechol ochlim, in all foodstuff, with the exception of Kali Abishol, of Moliach HaYoshon, Kaimalon, derak al yedei shriya, bechli Rishon he mizbashlin. The Bishol can only be achieved in the Kli Rishon itself, but not when you pour the Kli Rishon. Which means pouring from the Kli Rishon, Ein Bohem Bishon. The Af She'iri Mevashel K'dei Klipa. Now, this was the business that he had here on the right column, which we sort of skimmed over, Sugin Zvachim. The Sugin Zvachim says that if you take Iri Kli Rishon, let's say for example I have milk that's cooking over a fire, and I take the pot off the fire and I pour it onto a piece of meat. So that's Iri Kli Rishon. And the Gemara says it's Mevashel K'dei Klipa, which means the thickness of a finger, a certain thickness, is going to be cooked. You get rid of that, peel that off, throw in the garbage. You can't even feed it to your dog because it's Basar B'Cholav. And the rest of the meat you're allowed to eat. Again, I'm not passing out local mice, but just get the principles down. That's called Iri Kli Rishon Mevashel K'dei Klipa. So Rashi understands that K'dei Klipa, it's a separate Chumrah. of Kedei Klipa, but really there's no Bishul. Why? Because it was Iri Kli Rishon. But yet, it still has the status of a Kli Rishon. When does it forfeit its status of a Kli Rishon? When it's poured into a Kli Sheni. That's a Kli Sheni. But Iri Kli Rishon, if you get hit directly, a direct hit, by the pouring from the Kli Rishon, that's still a Kli Rishon. Can it do Bishul? Well, the Gemara says Kedei Klipa, but that's not real Bishul. That's not the real Bishul. So it's not Mavashul, because it's only Iri Kli Rishon. You didn't soak it in the Kli Rishon itself. But Rashi says, since it still has the status of a Kli Rishon, then in certain cases, it is capable of Bishul, and that's Kaliya Bishul. The moment you pour it into a Kli Sheni, then it's not Mavash. I don't care how hot it is. I don't care what it is. Call it Dag HaIspinin. Call it Shemen. It's not Mavash. Rebbe says to Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, Tol B'Kli Sheni. Why? Because Kli Sheni ain't no Mavash, period. Ever, 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 according to Rashi. Even if it's Yad Sol Lenispo, there's no Bishul in a Kli Sheni. But there is Bishul in a Kli Rishon. But if there's Bishul and Kli Rishon, so now what's the difference between Kaliya Bishul and all the other substances? The answer is Iri Kli Rishon. Rashi is on board with Rabbeinu Tam that Iri Kli Rishon is a Kli Rishon, but he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam about the following fundamental issue. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam takes the position that Iri Kli Rishon is a Kli Rishon and therefore it's Mavashal and it's capable of full-fledged Bishul, Rashi says no. The only Bishul that we recognize in the case of Iri Kli Rishon is Kedei Klipa. That's not the real Bishul. But in Kaliya Bishul, Iri Kli Rishon, insofar as it has the status of a Kli Rishon, is Mevashel. He says, V'afshe Iri Mevashel Kedei Klipa Haino Legabe Bliya B'Isar V'Heter. Bliya means to get an absorption of a taste. Avel Gabe Isar Bishul B'Shabes to Be'inan Maisa Bishul Shemach Shiro L'Achila. These are the two conditions that have to be fulfilled in order to constitute a Beleches Bishul. Number one, it's got to be a Maisa Bishul, which means it's got to be a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon here in this context includes not only what? Shriya of a Kli Rishon, but even Adacha, meaning Iri from a Kli Rishon, because that's also called Kli Rishon. But there's a second condition, you have to have Machshiro L'Achila, it prepares it for Achila. So now in most foods, as a general rule, you have the Maisa Bishul in the case of Iri Kli Rishon, but you don't have Machshiro L'Achila. But there are exceptions to the rule, and there are foods where since you did a Maisa Bishul of Iri Kli Rishon, and the nature of the food is such that it's easily cooked, therefore it's Machshiro L'Achila, it's Gemara Malachtan, even in an Iri Kli Rishon situation, but only because Yesh Bishul B'Kli Rishon and Iri Kli Rishon is called Bishul. The Ein Chashivus Klal LeIri Amavashel Kedei Klipa Lechud Lavro Lav Mishum Leches Bishul Came Under Ein Bazet Tikun Lachila Klal. I'm not going to serve you something which is raw, basically, but it's cooked on the outside layer. You know, that's not going to be a Tikun. But in the case of Kaliya Bishul, there, the Gemara Malach is achieved by Irui Kli Rishon. V'kein mashma l'chor baramam b'perkov beiz milch Shabbos alachaches shekosav v'davashu tzonein meikaro v'lobo b'chamin me'olam. So you have something that's totally raw. Madichin oso b'chamin b'Shabbos, which right now we'll assume it means Irui Kli Rishon. Only because it's the regular 99.9% of the foodstuffs on the face of the earth. But you cannot place it into a Kli Rishon. Meaning that he's differentiating between soaking it and pouring it, rinsing it, but he's not differentiating Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, because even in the case of Hadocha, you have a Kli Rishon, but it's not capable of Bishul. Rabosai, please, I ask you to go over this again, because this will tie together so many of the different pieces of the puzzle that we've been dealing with over the last few weeks. And you have the photocopy. I think Tzvi will make one more photocopy for you. And that's it for today, Rabosai. That's what I have for you for today. So believe that tomorrow we'll try to fill in some of the Gemaras here about Yad Sol Lenispo on Daf Mem Amid Beis. Okay, then? Sure.